Greetings, I'm James Gillen, your host, and we're on BBS Radio and eCity Stargate. If you just Google those, you'll find us. We're all over the net. There's so much to get through here. I'm going to go through quickly because things are moving really fast right now, so hang on. Let's get the politics, those little blood-sucking creatures, rhinos, and left-wingers out of the way. So it looks like Russiagate hoaxers are all being arrested. Some have fled, yet there's nowhere to run. You know, the White Hats have it all and know where they are, and this is global. So it looks like Obama's been observed jumping planes and was allegedly arrested, and there's different opinions on that, and grand juries, however, have been selected. So, I mean, there's a lot of information out there, like he's got several clones, and they've eliminated several of his clones. I don't know if they got the real dude yet, but and so, you know, but anyway, they're going forward full speed, whatever happens. So I don't see how he can get out of this, even with a pardon, which will most likely be invalidated. So he was actively working against Trump before and after Biden. So, you know, the evidence is overwhelming, with billions of taxpayers' dollars going to Iran and ISIS, and the millions spent to falsify or falsely accuse and take down Trump. So his dead chef is also coming back to haunt him. So allegedly, according to the autopsy, the Obama chef died before he entered the pond. He's an excellent swimmer, and I might add, had no water in his lungs. So rumor has it there was blunt force trauma. Allegedly, he was writing a tell-all book. You know, maybe Big Mike found it. Who knows? But just there's so many twists and turns of that one. But, you know, eventually you do so much, you break the law so many ways, so many times, that mountain of law all of a sudden just rolls over on you. And that's basically where it's what's going to happen here. You know, speaking of that, John Bolton, the superstar for the left's TDS, you know, has a lot of explaining to do concerning top secret files and ties to Qatar. So inside sources say allegedly he was for hire as far as getting inside information. Clinton, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Barr, 37 in all, have had their security clearances revoked. So if you want to know who's going to be next, you know, just, you know, the ones that lost their security clearances. And so anyway, they're all going to be rounded up, you know, if not already. But Russian intel given to Trump has filled in the blank. So whatever he didn't know, because the only collusion with Russia was with these deep state actors, basically. And so get your cowboy boots on and saddle up for the deep state roundup. It's well on the way. The lamestream media, I should say, will spin this as Trump's revenge, you know, which is well justified, but it is actually the return of justice and integrity to the agencies. So the ones who are the most hyperbolic about the Bolton raid, like McCabe and Strzok and Clapper and Brennan, all appearing on CNN, you know, actually are saying this taints the credibility of the FBI. Can't get more tainted than that, you know, but it seems quite a few in Comey's and Ray's FBI all lied to Congress, raided Mar-a-Lago, participated in a coup, and now are spokespersons for CNN, who's also participating in the coup. So you can't make this up. It's all being exposed, and I don't think CNN's going to be around much longer. We'll see. California's had enough of Gavin Newsom. Looks like the majority of the counties in California have gone red, you know, despite their redistricting, you know, that they're trying to do to stay in power. And they want to succeed. So I wonder if one of his mansions will be in one of those red sections, you know. But he's got a lot of explaining to do on why he's buying these multi-million dollar mansions and on such a small salary, and where the fire aid went and where the rail line went too. All that billions, and there's not one single track has been laid, and they've been given billions. So anyway, That's all going to come out. It seems like he has his little hierarchy of friends there running California, and that's where the money went. Here's a good one. Trump also launched the largest domestic military operation in history, with 4,000 troops deployed over 19 states, mostly blue, with extremely high crime rates. And the people love it, yet the governors and mayors and corrupt politicians and the left-stream media, or lamestream media, as we say, are vehemently against it. Some states, the murder rate has gone from one to multiple murders a day down to zero. And it sounds like a big win for the people, unless you support rising crime, murders, rapes, mental illness, child sex, and drug trafficking, the platform of the majority of the left, globalist sponsored Democratic Party, of which the voters are leaving in droves. So now I think, God, if they have a 20% approval rating, that's a high number, really, because I think those ratings are fixed anyway. So one thing not being mentioned is JAG, the military courts are on the scene. So much for getting off due to compromised judges and DAs. So that's not going to happen. And this pattern of ending crime is going to go global. It pains my soul to see a 12-year-old girl in Scotland having to resort to carrying an axe to keep from being raped and then arrested by their own integrity and morally impaired government when they defend themselves. An uprising is inevitable. You can't, they've totally, there's a major incompatibility with a lot of these. They're not over there, I guess. I don't know what you'd call them, immigrants, I guess, immigrants over there. But it's just not working out. And it was by design to collapse these countries anyway. But it's already happening. It's going to come out. So, speaking of little blood-sucking ticks, the deer are now being found with cancers covering their entire body. First, we had rabbits with horns spread by ticks, and now deer with strange growths all over their bodies. And we cured deer on our land by giving them ivermectin and an apple, basically. And here's another thing. Did you know a subsidiary owned by Zuckerberg was vaccinating wild deer with mRNA? And Gates is also infecting the meat supply with mRNA unknown to consumers. And it might be a fake meat conspiracy, and why there's legislation being considered to ban all fake meat due to the ingredients. If all real meat is tainted, it seems reasonable Gates' fake meat stock would soar, basically. But hang on just a second. I had to turn my phone off. So allegedly, Trader Joe's has a lot of explaining to do concerning their vaccinated chicken, and that's been out in the news. There's memes out there on how would you feel if Gates and Zuckerberg joined the Trump administration. And I say an orange suit is more appropriate. Basically, they can fully vaccinate them and feed them vaccinated beef and chicken while incarcerated. That sounds like a good one. I always wonder about, whatever you do unto others will be done unto you. And so why not just incorporate that into law? End of story, basically. Everything will change very quickly. Zelensky, in an idiotic move, blew up the oil pipeline to Hungary and a way to make EU and NATO friends. Zelensky is also demanding $1 billion a month to keep his illegitimate and corrupt government going. So I doubt if he'll be around much longer, basically. So despite the deceptive news, he is suffering severe losses on the edge of total annihilation. And where they're saying these wars are happening are mainly mop-up. They already lost those areas, and they're just little mop-up operations going on. So the patience and money has run out, with foreign donors, and his own people are saying anything is better than this, demanding an election. So if there was a fair election, he'd lose in a landslide, basically. The referendums in the lands Russia has reclaimed, a most accurate word, if you knew the real history, are showing over 80% of the people want to join Russia. Some regions have already joined the Russian Federation. So, how is this defending democracy if the will of the people is not being honored? You know, it's the will of the global elite and the war industry with kickbacks to politicians. That's what's being served here. It's not the will of the people. So don't put that defending democracy crap on this. It has nothing to do with that. For those who have not figured it out yet, the big picture, you know, there's been an ungodly group running the show here for over 450,000 years. And Thoth or Thoth, however you want to say it, you know, wrote about this in the Emerald Tablets. And they use culture, race, religion, even gender division to create chaos. They control the resources, the money, the narrative to keep humanity pitted against each other. And they use demoralization, destroying the family unit, keeping the senseless wars and plagues going. And that's their modus operandi. And they're the war and disease profiteers, some very ancient families. And they're also the depopulation engineers, you know, the globalists that care nothing about humanity and the earth. So guess who is doing their bidding? Corrupt politicians, weaponized agencies, the socially engineered masses who are integrity, critically thinking, and morally impaired. You know, this is all being revealed in what is called the Great Awakening, and karma is being accelerated by higher forces beyond most people's comprehension. And they're folding time to get us past some real negative events, and they're helping us out quite a bit. So, you know, it's, you know, our enemies are not of the flesh, basically. And there are some in the flesh, but it's mostly unseen negative influences that are operating here. So the chaos is the great reveal followed by consequences. So it's all part of the healing process. So what a ride, you know, we chose, you know, we all bought the e-ticket and now it's in high gear. So, you know, there are things we wish to cover concerning disclosure as well. And it said a picture is worth a thousand words. So here's the fuzzy Tic Tac, all the poses and shills in the UFO community are talking about in their limited hangout groups. It's ours. There are massive ships parked on and behind the moon, you know, which is an artificial satellite. And let's show that picture of the ship going into the moon. Okay, 31 Atlas is about 58. It's going about 58 kilometers per second, you know, and it's about half the size of the sun. So, you know, what could go wrong? You know, it's like, and there are wild theories of what, you know, what it is due to it not acting like anything known. So, we were told it's tied to a very ancient race that once inhabited the Earth called the Ahians. So, good news is they're not a threat. So, you don't have to jump into the alien invasion program they're trying to push. Spiritually and technologically advanced beings are appearing globally, completely censored by the government and the UFO community. Why? And speaking of threats to real disclosure, there are conferences coming up riddled with what the benevolent and spiritually and technologically advanced ETs are calling the ungodly, basically. And they're part of the controlled narrative allowed to muddy the waters. And some are driven by egos seeking fame and fortune. Others lack discernment and are delusional, claiming contacts, abilities, and powers they don't possess. One group is riddled with posers and the delusional sponsoring, known as, you know, they're sponsoring known pedophiles, false super soldiers, while discrediting and backstabbing the authentic. You know, they push unfounded gossip and rumors they themselves are guilty of, you know, and it's an extreme disservice to real disclosure. And so some of these groups we've cut all ties to and we won't participate. You know, you won't see me in these events. And they don't want me in these events anyway, you know, because, you know, I'm a mirror. I accelerate their shit. So anyway, and, you know, I'm not going to support the less than honorable agendas going on there. And so they're going to be exposed and create their own undoing. It's just part of what's going on. So the only ones they've, you know, they fooled are themselves and the gullible. And eventually the gullible are going to figure it out and they're going to turn on them. So that's just the way it works. There's always a backlash. The higher consciousness and energy, along with the time folds, are going to expose all of this. So they've had every opportunity to make amends and get back on track. And I'm glad I won't have their light review because it's going to be pretty damn embarrassing. So I do find some of this totally disgusting, interfering in real contact, as proven with over 40 years of professional eyewitnesses, photos, and videos at SETI. I mean, there's been probably at least tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of eyewitnesses here that have taken their own photographs, videoed their own ships, had their own experiences, and they're actually blocking real contact with benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, our ancient ancestors. And they're also blocking a quantum leap in evolution, putting their own self-serving interests first. Imagine ending the pain, suffering, taking children out of cancer wards, regrowing the limbs of veterans, having the fuel-less energy, anti-countergravity, the means to clean up the environment. And this is what they're all blocking, establishing their own character, not ours. So it's time to stop supporting this if we're ever going to have real contact. Again, it takes an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And they definitely missed the pure intent part. So we're going to talk more about this. So we spoke about God, Creator, Great Spirit, the Central Sun, connected to all the suns in our galaxy. The suns drive everything. It's not just light coming from the suns, it's bursts of consciousness and energy. And it's behind the Great Awakening, the changes in your bioelectric fields, your DNA, creating severe weather, an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, are all part of the Earth's healing and expansion. So this includes tsunamis. We are going to have some major tsunami action here pretty soon. Definitely within the next year, maybe 6 months. But we are in an ongoing proton stream that's off the scale, and there's major sunspots. They're becoming geoeffective, and multiple C-class flares keep stacking up. And major solar storms are amplifying and accelerating all the above. So just keep the faith. In the end, God wins. You can't stop this. And the question we have to ask is, but which God? Not the bearded gods of old, the little g gods, the absolute, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, the all-loving, all-forgiving God, in which most, in its most unlimited expression, is pure unconditional love and bliss. It's the unified field in which we all exist. And some of us are pulling more from that field, and like the benevolent ETs and the masters are using more of that unified field. Those of us that just think we're a body and a personality are using much less of that field. That's the muggles, on the planet. But anyway, we need to just drop all the divisionary images of the past, because that was historically, there was a lot of events happened with a lot of little g gods, and we really need to do the research about what really happened in the past and not use the images of the little g gods, to be, we need to connect with the God within, the spark that has the ability to become the full flame, basically. And all the masters taught that. They all said God is within, closer than the hair on your head. Heaven is all around you. It's a state of consciousness. That's what they taught. And they didn't push external gods. None of them did. If they did, they didn't know what they're talking about. So anyway, there are masters that did this. There are beautiful beings that have made their own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, and they've become one with it. And they are here to help us do the same thing. They're not here to be worshiped. And that's the main message with ETs, that, if we land, you're either going to worship us or attack us. And both are not options for us. So we got to rise to the occasion. So anyway, this energy coming in is this universal law comes with it, and it's transforming our governments, our religions and business organizations. The old draconian law is coming to a close. So the tyrants are in free fall along with their puppet masters, And so it's time to rise the occasion, stand in your own divinity, and live according to universal law. That's the foundation of an advanced civilization. That's what we need to do. The beautiful many servants of God, Creator, Great Spirit are marching, and that includes the myriad of light ships, benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders being seen globally in the heavens. And there's nothing to worry about, concerning what is coming. It's what has been here for thousands of years that's now being evicted. And that was the threat. The alien invasion is not the threat. They've been here for thousands and thousands of years, and that's the real problem, and that's being taken out by the benevolent ones. So don't fall for all the fear programs and alien invasion things and everything else. What's coming is good. And I want to talk about those behind the first fall of the civilization on Earth were the Anunnaki. And Enlil and Marduk made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the Earth, going against their own people. Atlantis and Lemuria also failed due to the same seen and unseen negative influences, which are now present-day globalists. So their lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the Earth is insatiable. And now we're having the same challenge, basically. We're undergoing that exact same challenge. And as those who want to control and dominate and use technology to do so in a negative way, and those who want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. And that's the split that's happening. So only this time we have a lot of help. So again, the collapse of previous civilizations due to the dark arts of the past and those being embedded in today's civilization are being met by a greater force. And so we can all assist by choosing unity, living according to universal law, trying to live a life of impeccable integrity. It's not really that hard, but because of all the social engineering and influences, it's harder in today's society. And we need to learn how to keep ourselves, our family, our workplaces clear of these influences. And so the world and personal healing meditations are a way of initiating help on high. And there is a loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God within all of us, the spark waiting to become the full flame. We can channel that God force into every situation. And it's our divine birthright. And it has most appropriately been said, what good is it if a man gains the whole of the world and loses his soul, or a woman, or in between. So, anyway, all ill-gotten gain will be lost. Kingdoms built on a false foundation will crumble. Everything is being revealed, and as history has proven, karma always has its way. So, I wanted to do a little experiment. And what if we did a group clearing and intention experiment? A little gift to help create sacred space, clear out any unseen negative influences. And I'm sure probably everybody listening is up for that. And we do have our trolls, but they're like inconsequential. They're like a little mosquito now. But anyway, if everybody can just kind of sit for a second, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just let go of all the problems of the day, all the challenges, any people that pop up. Take a few more deep breaths. We're going to go ahead and clear out any unseen negative influences. So we welcome all entities in love and light. You're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. Go in peace. And we ask the ascended masters, God, Creator, Great Spirit, all the beautiful many to come forward and remove all entities that don't come in the name of the Christ that are not part of the awakening and healing process. And we can also initiate all the beautiful many, the spiritually and technologically advanced beings. We welcome them. Only those that are here for the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth to assist us in liberating the earth and helping us to make our own connection with the God, Creator, and Great Spirit within. So be it. Okay, so after doing this, I strongly suggest going outside and looking up in the sky and maybe do your own little initiation and ask for the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are out there to come say hi. Just say, I want to know and I want to see. That's all you have to do. And send them love and joy and bliss. They'll pick it up. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But anyway, on that note, where I want to get into, I hope we have enough time for some Q&A. Did you look what time we started? I forgot to look. I think it was about 10 after, but
I actually think it was about 10 after 2 because you weren't that late.
yeah. So we got time.
Yep.
Anyway, so Kathy's got the Q&As. I haven't even heard these yet, so these are new to me too, so.
Are the archangels actually Andromedans? If so, which dimension?
Okay, Andromeda has several races there. There are some blue-skinned races there, and it's funny because a lot of the ancient gods of the past had blue skin. The inner Earth people have a bluish-green skin because they're copper-based. But definitely they are the archangels, or the Andromedans that are mythologically known as archangels, are 8 to 10 feet tall. They have magnetized light bodies. They have light ships, and they live in a holographic light universe. And they're one of the highest councils next to Creator that are involved. And so, and they're here now, and they're helping with the liberation of the Earth, humanity and the Earth.
Have you ever had lots of drumming and crystal bowls out at once on your land? If so, did you get extra movement in the skies?
Yeah, definitely. Music is definitely a unifier. I mean, there's no belief system about it, and you can entrain people through the drum and things like that to all unify and get in sync. And when you do that, the ships come. They come. So
The orbs,
definitely,
too.
yeah, the orbs too. I mean, when we do things like that, the orbs just come and they're surrounding us. And I remember Clifford Mahoudi was here, rest his soul. I mean, he's still around, but he's not physical anymore. But he was out drumming, and oh man, there's orbs and light ships, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
And our other friends that do the Native American singing, same thing.
And they love music and they love when we're having a good
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, when we're unified and happy and having a good time, they're happy and they want to connect with us. And that's the main thing. It's like attracts like. When you're in love and joy and bliss, you're on their frequency, and that's how you make contact.
Do online arguments create negative karmic ties between people and entities?
Yeah, definitely. Everything's connected. And so I just stay shielded up all the time. And I don't, if you get upset, they got you. If you get angry, they got you. And so you have to practice loving detachment. You can still say what needs to be said, but if you need that other person's acceptance and approval, they're going to suck you into their world, and you're going to be dealing with all the entities that they're dealing with. So the main thing is to stay centered in love and joy and bliss, and say what needs to be said. Play your part. People go, "Why do you cover politics?" And I said, "Because things need to be said, and it's part of the awakening and healing process. We've got to shed light on what's happening so people can wake up and do something." And it's like if you have a wound on your leg and there's bacteria on it and it's starting to go septic, if you don't treat it, it's going to affect the whole. And that was what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. Basically, They became so decadent that they're affecting the entire earth and the whole collective consciousness. So they had to do some surgical removal there. So humanity would continue to evolve. And there are beings that are overseeing that, making sure we continue to evolve in the right direction. And we get too problematic, the earth itself is going to remove a lot of us. So, we're creating the earth changes, you might say.
Is the heart the seat of the soul? If so, what are the ramifications of a heart transplant?
Yeah, that's interesting because the heart is the seat of the soul. Now, next to the heart, there's a cavity, and the cavity is actually the seat of the soul. It's not the heart, but the heart has cellular memory, and when you get a heart transplant, you're gonna have connections to whoever gave you that heart. I mean, that's
There's stories about
yeah,
that,
and there's a
right?
lot of stories about that.
Yeah.
And memories and things like that. But the soul actually sits in a cavity right next to the heart. And at your connection, your soul is your connection to God. And when you expand the soul, that's the spark within waiting to become the full flame. And when you expand that and become the full flame, you move throughout all the dimensions. You become a multidimensional being and you exist on a vibrational continuum. And some people are just barely got out of 3D and are playing around in 4D, and other people are in 13D, out there. So you can have a physical 3D body and actually be pulling consciousness and energy from the 13th dimension. And if you're in a physical body, you got to take care of it. People go, "I'm in the fifth dimension, nothing affects me." And I go, "See that tree over there? Take a run at it, see what happens." But we got to look at the physical as 3D God. Basically, it's just as important as all the other dimensions and all the other levels.
Do you have a picture of a real humanoid alien? Have you seen any? Can you talk to them?
A humanoid. Oh, yeah, humanoid aliens. Yeah, geez, we have tons of them. I mean, we have pictures of the original ET, that appeared in the field. And we have pictures of Larians, of Dromedans, Night Marchers, Archangel Michael, Mary. We have all the above, photographs. Maybe I have some photographs of Bigfoot, but I don't like putting those out because, they just need to be left alone. They'll choose whether they work with you or not. We don't need to go chase Bigfoot and invade their spaces. If you're out in the forest, you want to put out an offering, play a flute, meditate, send them love, and you might have an experience, but don't go chasing Bigfoot.
Is
You'll
Alexa
come up
benign?
empty.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Is Alexa benign?
I have an issue with computers. I've always had, and I don't know how to do anything on a computer comparatively. People go, "Oh, you CGI'd that and you did this and that." And I go, "I can barely answer my own email. I can post on some of the things, but that's as far as my computer abilities go." And in the past, like the a lot of the Native Americans are remnants of the Atlanteans that misused technology and brought everything down on themselves. And so that's why a lot of Native Americans go, "I don't know how to get away from that technology." They don't want to use technology. And but it can be used for good or it can be used negatively. And that's the big test we're having right now. Are we going to let AI take over and just become little zombies and let the computers do everything and not even use our brains anymore, which is really lowering our IQs, which is there's proven experiments on that. Are we going to actually use our brains, for this is the most incredible computer ever created. It's right between our ears.
So this listener was had a an experience. She says it felt like something was going down the crown and down the back, and it melted two times in the solar plexus heart chakra. She said it felt like a giant spider or small dog. She said that sounds crazy. Could it be an archon of some sort? Do the high dimensional have some type of entities they use? It was a burning sensation. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm
She's from Norway, so her the I hope I'm getting her question across
yeah. That individual, we'd have to look into that and see exactly, because I don't want to just say offhand.
Right.
We have techniques we use to get exact information, but the I don't know, it just feels off to me. It
So
feels
she
like
needs to do
something's
some
off.
clearing.
Yeah, and she should do clearings and work with the higher dimensional beings, call in the basics, Yeshua or Mary, the House of Mary, Kuan Yin or Buddha, and whenever you have a problem like that, you can call on the masters and say, "Hey, is this benevolent? If not, I insist that you leave and get them out of your space." But we have to look into that. I'm not saying it's
Yeah.
bad. I'm not saying it's good. It feels, something feels off. Feels a little off.
She's also wondering when the frequency color of the blood looks like gold. Do you know what that means?
I've heard about that. I've heard a lot of, there's blue bloods, gold bloods. And a lot of people are taking colloidal gold too, as well, which I do. I take that. Yeah, I heard a lot of different stories. I mean, the green blood, so
No, stay away from there.
reptilian bloods. Yeah.
There's some hints going around that big change is happening September 1st. Another kick down the goal coast, the goal post. Do you have a clue?
September 1st. Yeah, all September is going to be crazy. I mean, every level, changes on every level. And, we're going to have more earthquakes and there are going to be more tsunamis and severe weather. I mean, all of that's on the books because the sun's driving that. And our sun's connected to the central sun as all the other suns. So this is universal. Everybody's going, oh, global warming. Mars and all the planets are undergoing global changes, climate change. So, and man's contribution to climate change is something like 0.04% of 0.004%. It's something so minute. It's not even negligible. But if you really want to stop global warming, stop the volcanoes, stop the forest fire. Stop the forest from decomposing. And it's not cow farts. Matter of fact, I love cow shit. I love as much as I can get on my land, and in my gardens. And so the poor cows are being demonized, But this whole thing is just, it's a game. The carbon credits don't even go to the countries that are, they go to the global elite, all the carbon credits and all these people that are out there, they think they're doing something for the good of the planet, but they're not. They're actually the brute squad for the global elite, which is where the money's going.
My husband and I are living in Kauai and have been going through a lot of body changes and cleansing last year or so. Now we're experiencing appetite and digestive issues. Flavors like garlic, herbs, salt, and sweet treats we used to enjoy now seem overwhelming. Anyone else having this happening?
I think a lot of people are experiencing that. There's times when I eat a lot because I'm burning so much energy, and there's other times I just don't eat, and I don't need to eat, and I eat one third of what I usually eat, and I know too is we have to start eating lighter and we have to eat closer to the ground, and get fresh water, pure water. I mean, most bottled water is not pure water. We really need to, food should be our medicine, and we should
No,
try to grow your own food.
us here at the ranch, I mean, I think all of us are experiencing nausea on and off
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
regularly these
Yeah, and
last few years.
I think a lot of people are getting dizzy. They're having nausea. They're having really tired, where you just have to lay down. And that's a lot of the effects of the higher conscious and energy, the solar. The Schumann resonance is pegged out. It's been pegged out for I don't know how long, and it's whited out. So it's gone from what 7.8, I think, normally to 50, 50 hertz. So this is wreaking havoc on our bodies, and so we have to get grounded, and drink a lot of water and adjust to these energies. It's a good thing we're being accelerated and amplified, and our frequencies are rising, but. We have to do all we can to get through it
And rest.
and rest. Yeah,
Yeah.
get plenty of rest.
Twice I have witnessed a falling star morphing into a very large orb, then landing in a nearby park. The latest one being August 2nd. I think this is in Victoria,
Yeah.
BC. May I ask you for clarification?
There are a lot of things coming down, and some are parts, of negative ETs. But there's most of the time in the ET wars where they're cleaning out the negative ETs. When the benevolent ones hit them, they just turn into powder. There's no parts left. Sometimes they have malfunctions in their own ships and crash, and they run into each other. Radar really messes them up, especially when you cross. If there's a lot of radar, they have trouble. That's what happened at Roswell. They basically crossed the beams. They had multiple radars going, and the ships crashed into each other. There's two ships actually, and I lost track again. What was the
The
question?
morphing, the stars you
Oh, the
saw,
morphine. Yeah.
yeah.
And there's so much going on up in the sky, you'd have to see each one. But I mean, there's a lot of debris coming in too. I mean, that we're moving through a highly energized place in space, and there's a lot more debris there. And so there's planets whizzing through our solar system that they're not telling you about. And so basically, there's a lot going on.
Is 9/11 Christ's birthday?
It might be.
We tipped on it one
Yeah,
time.
we tipped. I can't remember what we
I can't
got.
remember what it was either. But it wasn't December 25th.
No, it's definitely not December, because the census wasn't done then. The census was done in the spring. And also too, the fig trees weren't th they weren't thrown, some weren't throwing off figs anymore. They were too small. I mean, you read the stories about this, all of this aims at spring or early summer. And I don't
I
know.
can't
Was it
remember.
March?
I just can't
March is
remember when it
popping.
was.
We'll find out again.
Yeah.
I'll ask Yeshua when he was born.
This is the last question. We want to look up in the sky and watch with the best technology, which you've been doing for a long time. Any suggestions on best quality, best price for watching for interdimensional, ultra-dimensional, interdimensional, or any other all-dimensional being?
Yeah. That I think we should put that up on the website, but we use the military goggles, night vision goggles. They're third gen. I think they're PBSs or something. And we use those for viewing, and that's some of the best stuff you can get, unless you have military clearance, and they have four and five gen. They have great stuff. Some of the other ones, the psionics is a good one. For filming, you can film the ships and watch them, and they actually have an emitter, the infrared emitter, so you can see orbs and all the other paranormal stuff. That's a really good one. And it's compact, it's more reasonable. I use one called, I think it's Night Gear. I have third generation Night Gear, and I have it attached to my camera, and that's how I film. There's a lot of different ones out there. We have a new one out, and we just got this new one. It's a little harder to use, but it does record, and it does do thermal and infra and night vision, and it blends both of them together in one. And I got to find out the name. It has numbers to it, but I'll find out more about that. But
It would be good to put it on the website because people
yeah.
ask that question a lot.
Yeah. And so we'll put it on the website, and I might do a whole special and show the gear,
Oh, that'd be
and
good.
yeah, and then and what we use here. And there is gear. I mean, it's super expensive though. I mean, there is some pretty high tech stuff you can get. I mean, now we're talking, if you really want to get the right gear, you're probably going to spend about 150 grand, and you're going to get the military stuff, and you're going to have thermal, night vision, all of it, and then you're going to really see what's happening. And we've had that here. We've actually had people brought that up and used it and completely validated what's going on up there. So on the mountain. But yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do. But the kind of like the let's say the poor man's the psionics, and they're not cheap either, but I think they're about 800, or they
I think you'd get them for less than
you
that.
get them less now. You can probably find them on
I mean, you can do
on
a search, just
do a
Google
search. Yeah,
search.
psionics.
Just like,
And
yeah.
I think it's is it SY? SYON. ICS. I'm not sure. Yeah, if you do it, just type in psionics and it'll pop up. And that those are some really good ones. And they work pretty darn good. And what's nice is they show color. So they'll show you the color of the ships, and that we can determine who they are, because they're all the ships are different. The big gold ships are usually the Sirians, the feline beings, or it could be the Orion Council of Light beings. And a lot of the pinkish orange ones, those are Pleiadian ships. A lot of the white and blue ones are also Pleiadian or Federation ships. And so a lot of times when they see the colors of the ships, we can tell who's on them. And then there's the Merkabas. I mean, they're multicolored. Those are just people are the ship. They just appear wherever they want to. But anyway, we're out of time. On that note, we're going to sign off. Really, it's so important right now that we create sacred space. And again, the healing techniques are in all of my books, at the end of my books. The first book, Reunion with Source, covers all of that information. And it's on the website. It's free on the website. And it's so important to do that right now. And we can clear the whole planet. And there's world and personal healing meditations. Do those and get groups together and do those. It's very important that we take an active role in the awakening and healing process. And so, on that note, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these changes. Good night. You guys see that? Look over the hill over there.
Yeah, two. They're gonna point. They're powering up.
Two power ups over there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's dope.
Oh wow.
Nice.
Very nice.
Power ups coming in.
Lovely. Thank you. Get bigger.
Big.
Nice. Very low. Very
and love.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
Did one go out? Yeah, one went out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one down even lower. They just maybe.
Lit.
Yeah, that's the gate opening.
What is up?
This dimming out.
Yeah, there's two are dimming out, the big ones. They might power up again, though. Keep an eye on them.
Yeah, I feel like they will again, especially the top one. Come on. Come on, come on.
Yeah, when there's...
Come on. All right.
There's
still
for an hour. Ooh, and the mountain's going
on.
Oh,
there it goes. Look, there goes the mountain.
And we got a plane right overhead.
It's lighting up right now.
I got the doubles and the mountain lighting up in the same frame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's the cave right there. It's lighting up right there. That's where the cave is that they come out of. And then down lower in the middle. What was that flash on the right?
That's a plane, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's a plane. Plane bus.
Oh yeah, that's very nice.
Ice blue.
I want to keep an eye on this.
Oh, there's one right over us up above us.
Blue one, yeah.
Some up there.
Mm-hmm.
I see four right now.
Yeah.
Fourth one is very dim.
Ooh, this one's powering up.
Yeah. Where, oh yeah, nice. This one's going north.
Ooh. Oh, and there's another one right below it. Yeah, right there.
Nice.
Yeah,
oh, and there's
two.
Another one to the left of it.
Yeah. This is awesome.
These two are converging.
There's one down the right below the big tipper.
Yeah. Oh, that one. They're racing.
One of them's going to put a big flash out.
There's one lower right there.
Come on.
One actually phased out.
Yeah, that one phased out completely.
There's two of them actually.
Yeah.
There's two right above the mountain right now.
Wow, come on, power up.
Three or four right there.
Come on.
Oh, one came
just,
down.
Yeah, it just phased out. Yeah. Nice, they community.
Zipping down on it and then it phased out.
Again, yeah.
Thank you.
It's going in and out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, got these two.
I have third generation.
One going southeast.
Again. Come on. Oh, one just appeared right here.
Yep.
The ones that we're seeing like
the
this,
one going east.
They just phased in. Those two phased in right on top of that one.
There's a lot of Palladian, a lot of.
She's phasing out completely.
Orion.
Or that bright one just faded out.
Yeah.
And they got one right here, too.
They're all different.
Okay, so they're not different.
Kind of
right. Oh, I see it below the
oh yeah, I see, yeah,
dipper.
Yeah, it's moving really slow.
It is moving slow. There's one below it to the left.
Ooh, it's powering up too.
Yeah, there's one going down.
They're both the same size and moving slowly.
One is moving really slow on
them. Oh, we got another. Yep.
Towards the dipper. It's underneath the dipper.
We got another double.
It's a big dipper, but it's moving really slow. It's a big one though.
Do they ever respond to your guys' lasers?
All the time. There's a third one above it.
Yeah,
one there, four.
I see four so far.
One's a, like,
yeah, so you got the white hat doing there.
Is it in the above the cloud?
It's going from red to orange.
Down lower.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong way.
There it is.
In the dark, I'm
there, it's in the tree. It's actually shining through the tree.
There's a blue one going over here.
Oh, yeah, too. Yeah. I see that one now.
No, that's the elven door?
Yeah.
Yes. Moving around.
You almost have to walk.
What's he doing on the dog?
Yeah, look at that. It's slashing directly at him.
It's still going.
As soon as you gave me the goggles, it started doing that.
Oh, sweet.
I'll take it. Gratitude.
The night vision. Yeah, it's still going on.
Right on the edge of the tree.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Sweet. Sweet, yeah, it's changing color.
Something coming over the left, right side of the mountain.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a power up.
Yeah.
It was a huge power up.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.